Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Well, good afternoon. Today is Monday the 28th, and I'm not here with Scott Patty because Scott is on vacation, but I'm here with Jason Miller.
Thank goodness Scott's taking some vacation.
Yeah, he needs a vacation.
That's right.
He does.
So well-deserved.
Absolutely. So he's out on vacation right now. But we're going to do two things, Miller. We're going to talk a little bit about the Sunday morning sermon, which is always odd that we're talking about the sermon without the guy that preached the sermon sitting in the room.
Yeah, we could say anything, and he's not here to defend himself.
That's absolutely right. But there, we got some good questions in. So let's recap the sermon together. So the sermon was in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. It's the famous text where Martha is busy getting the stuff ready for her guest, and Mary is sitting at her feet. And the title of the focus of Scott's sermon was Excellence and Simplicity in Ministry. Again, we've been walking through these core principles of Grace Community Church, and one of the principles is excellence and simplicity in ministry.
That's right.
And so if you would kind of recap a little more on that sermon, kind of what it was about and kind of what was some of the focus for Scott.
Yeah, I think it was interesting. One of the things that Scott said was, you know, Martha was not... The activities that Martha was doing were not wrong, but there was a heart issue.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, you know, you're anxious and troubled about many things, and but Mary has chosen the good portion. And so it's not that Martha was a bad person. I think Scott says she was having a bad day. And whenever you tell Jesus what to do, that's a bad day. And so I think we can we can all have that same response sometimes to life, and we try to tell Jesus what to do when the best thing is to sit at his feet.
Yeah, I think it was interesting because there was one point, I think when he was talking about Jesus' response to Martha, and he said, notice how he talks to her.
Yeah.
Because he compared it to like when he would rebuke the Pharisees or often rebuke
disciples.
Peter.
Yep.
He didn't do that really to Martha.
No.
It was much more of a gentle approach with Martha.
Mm-hmm.
So that was so good because I think sometimes we can read that and we think he's just really coming down on her, but he really wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just trying to realign her heart back where it needed to be of, hey, let's refocus of what this is about. And, you know, he talked a lot about how service can distract us from what's most important.
That's right.
Yeah. So in light of that, Jason, I got a couple of questions that came in that were good. So one of the questions is this, is Jason, how does the church often, or it can be, maybe this could be, maybe a pitfall of the church at times of how can they confuse service with the gospel?
Yeah, I think it's easy for us just as human beings to start to equate our activity with godliness. And so as the church is involved, sometimes we can ask people, you know, we're a volunteer organization. I work with hundreds of volunteers every Sunday. And so sometimes we keep asking people to serve and serve and serve, and that puts them in a place where they can't sit at the feet of Jesus and be fed. And so, so as a church, I think that's our, that can be a way that we, misappropriate the gospel. We tell people all of these things are good things. So come and serve. And we neglect to give them time to be filled up. So I think that's one way that we do it.
Yeah. I think that's good, Jason, because I think what you're saying here is making sure that our people are healthy spiritually and are being fed by Christ and being okay to say, hey, maybe you don't need to serve this season. Maybe you need to take a break and be fed.
Yeah, there are seasons of life that are necessary to take a break,
Yeah, and the other thing I thought about when we were talking about this earlier is I think of the book of Galatians, right? Where they were saying that you must believe in Christ, but you got to be circumcised.
Right.
So sometimes if we're not careful and we talk so much about service and we're not talking a lot about the gospel, it can be perceived that we're adding something to the gospel. Oh, like to be a really good Christian, you have to do this and this.
Yeah.
Or to be a Christian, period, you have to do this and this. But that's not the case at all.
Right.
The case is that we our service should be coming out of our appreciation and our joy in the gospel. So really, kind of going back to what you said, if we could get them at the feet of Jesus and being fed by Christ and making sure they're being filled up, then we know they will probably automatically serve in a way that is the way we want them to serve.
I think that's it's instructive that our vision statement is we are here to build healthy disciples for life and ministry in the world. So that healthy discipleship comes first, and then we're launched out into ministry into the world. And so we kind of have to keep that in mind and be sure we don't invert that purpose.
And I know with some of the, because I deal with volunteers too, a lot of on my applications, it'll ask them, what are you doing to fill yourself up spiritually?
Right. Yep.
You know, because it's really interesting, you know, Jason, I think both of us could probably attest to this, but even in the application process, it's a way to disciple people.
Mm-hmm.
Like as they're trying to fill out something to volunteer, they may go, wow, I'm really not filling myself up spiritually. I probably don't need to do this.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's like, hey, that's okay.
Yeah.
We want to get you in a place where you're spiritually healthy then to serve.
Mm-hmm.
So that's maybe the point. Churches can do a good job of saying, we care more about your growth in the gospel and your being at the feet of Jesus. And then when we get that worked out where it needs to be, not that you're always going to be perfect in that area, but in that place that we know that service is going to be where it needs to be.
Right.
Because then you're going to serve out of the gospel.
Right. There will always be opportunities for that.
Right.
So you're not going to miss out by not serving during the season while you get filled up.
Good. So that's definitely ways we can confuse service and the gospel and how we can make sure people are doing that. Now, Jason, probably people who are even listening to this are probably were there on Sunday and they look at Martha and they go, oh man, I really relate to Martha.
Yeah.
I'm the person that probably does confuse service and the gospel at times. That's my weakness. Or I get busy doing stuff and I take the focus off Jesus. I think Scott said, you know, you have the bread of life sitting at the table. Mm-hmm. And you're not...
You're worried about the bread in the oven.
Yeah, you're worried about the bread in the oven.
Yeah.
And so for those that tend to be like a Martha, how would we encourage people that are prone to that to refocus their life or recenter their life so that the focus is the bread of life at the table and not the bread in the oven?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, like I said before, that Martha's issue was a heart issue. So we have to be sure that we are... finding our identity and purpose in who Christ has called us to be. We are his children. He has died and rose again to save us and to redeem us and to bring us into the family of God. And so that relationship is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we can find our identity in our service, in the things that we are doing. And so we say yes to any opportunity that comes our way. And then it's not a surprise that we wind up being burnt out and frustrated and having bad days like this, like Martha had, and saying, you know, why isn't anybody helping me?
Yeah.
And we feel isolated and alone in our service rather than connected and filled up by our relationship to God through Christ. And so I think that's when we have to take an honest look at our schedules, at our calendars, and say what do I need to say no to? What do I need to cut back on? So that I can have this simple, sincere devotion to Christ that then leads me into ministering to others.
It sounds like what you're even saying, Jason, is that you're saying, one, you need to examine your heart and need to ask where you're finding your identity. Is your identity coming from the gospel that you're saved by Christ, your sins are forgiven, and that you're in Christ, and then your service flows out of that. So you got to examine there, and then you got to preach the gospel to yourself.
Absolutely.
You got to remind yourself of the gospel, because if, you know, you're right, like, what is service without the gospel? Well, that just becomes humanitarian aid if we're not careful. And again, it's what Scott was saying on Sunday, is that our service, the way we serve and the way we do things in ministry individually and as a congregation should not distract people from the gospel. It should point them to the gospel. So if we're doing too much and it's distracting from the gospel, we got to find out, what do we need to cut?
Right.
Or if the activity we're doing is, we just, before we know it, we look around and we're like, hey, we've just missed the main point. So I think you're right. Examining your heart and definitely preaching the gospel to yourself, reminding, which I think goes to two things that I was thinking about as you were talking, is be in a gospel-centered church. Come to the Sunday morning worship, because I believe we talk a lot about the gospel.
That's
here.
Right. Yep.
And sit yourself at the preaching of God's word and let the gospel... I can't tell you... Yesterday we had a service here, and then we had the Sunday night singing, and my heart needed it.
Yeah.
I was in a really tough week, and I needed to be reminded of the gospel. And just sitting there and going, oh yeah, I am in Christ. That's right. Yes, he did die for my sins. Like, I needed to hear that on Sunday. And so we all need it. We all need to sit. And so come to the Sunday morning worship service, hear God's word being preached. And then we talked about this earlier, but which we talked about in the church, but have a quiet time.
Yeah.
Like, which is a fancy or just a word of saying, get in the word and meditate on it.
Yeah.
Like meditate on it and feast on it and pray to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Like, those are the simple things that we've been given, disciplines that can really help us, you know, meditate on the gospel, meditate on the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, if we're there, we're in a good place.
Right. And you know, I think Scott quoted the passage from Deuteronomy about no man should not live by bread alone, but of every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And that's what Mary was doing.
Mm-hmm.
She was feeding on the word of God. And so we need that, just like we need, you know, the analogy is just like we need to eat regularly.
Yeah.
Or we're going to be hungry and starving. Mm-hmm. We need to feed on God's word regularly. Yeah. And so that's setting that rhythm and that habit in our lives of partaking of God's word.
Yeah.
And there are lots of ways to do that. Yeah. In our technological age, we can have the Bible with us wherever we go.
Right.
On our phones, we can listen to it, all of those things. So there's no real excuse for us not to be able to be fed by God's word.
Good. So to wrap this up, to kind of conclude our discussion on the sermon, is we're saying we got to make sure that we focus on the gospel, that we do not ever try to talk so much about service that we neglect talking about the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
And make sure, examine our hearts and make sure our identity is really wrapped up in the gospel and not our service, because we want to be seen or we want to be known and that we really are in the gospel. So good. There's a great sermon and very, very helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're at the end of October, heading towards November, which is traditionally our missions month here at Grace. And as the pastor for missions, I know you have some important information for us. So we're going to have some sermons on the 3rd and the 10th as we focus on missions, local and then global missions. And so I've got the sermon this week, and we're kind of going backwards through Luke chapter 10. So I'm going to talk about the parable of the Good Samaritan and how God calls us to have mercy and no boundaries to our mercy.
Yeah.
The lawyer there asks, well, who's my neighbor?
Yeah.
I think he's trying to put a fence around who he has to show mercy to.
Yeah.
And Jesus' response in the story there shows him that mercy goes to all people as a reflection of the character of God.
Good.
Be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. And so that's what we're going to talk about this week. And then you've got the 10th. So where are we going on the 10th?
Yeah. So if you think about your sermon, you're right. We are going backwards. We didn't know Scott was going to be in Luke 10.
Yep.
And then here he is in Luke 10. We're like, well, I guess we'll be in Luke 10 for 3 weeks. And but yeah, you'll be in the Good Samaritan in kind of the next 2 weeks. He mentioned this on Sunday, but we're kind of titling it Our Savior's Reach.
Mm-hmm.
So we think about Missions Month. We think about where does our Savior reach into our world, both in Nashville and around the world. And so you're kind of touching a little bit on the vulnerable and those in need and your neighbor. And then I'm going to get into, you could even say your sermon, maybe more mercy ministries in some ways, but there'll be a lot more to it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But then my sermon will be from the first part of Luke 10, which is a really challenging text, some part of it, but it's really when he sends out the 70 and he has that famous thing, which he says earlier in his ministry in Matthew, but he says, you know, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get into that text about kind of looking at maybe the Savior's reach being global minded to the nations. And, it'll be fun. So we're going to have, you know, our sermon focus on missions, but it's also a time that we launch our missions giving at Grace. And most people always ask, well, how do we get our missions giving at Grace? Well, 10% of everything coming in our general offering automatically goes to missions.
Okay.
But then on top of that, we have what's called our missions offering. And so it starts in November to plan for the next year.
Yep.
And so we add those two, the 10%. And the Grace Missions offering, which is 100%. So when you designate Grace Missions offering on the envelope with your cash, or you go online and give and say Grace Missions, 100% of that goes into the budget. And this helps kind of set our budget of what organizations or missionaries that we're going to give to in 2020.
Yeah.
Now, people always ask, well, can I only give in November? Well, no, you can give any time of the year.
Absolutely.
But this helps start kind of our missions giving for the next year.
So tell us a little bit. You mentioned organizations. Tell us a little bit about who that is and some specific people that it goes to.
Man, that's really good. I mean, I could sit here all day long and talk about all the organizations we give to, but we give to ministries in Nashville that are reaching out to those in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
So think about homeless people, those that are homeless, those that are not homeless, but just struggling in poverty. We give to organizations that are helping children that are in mm-hmm. need in our city through the foster system and through other means. And then we have other organizations locally that are serving our international population.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the organizations we give to. There's probably more there that I'm missing. And then globally, one of our main funnels that we give to is the International Mission Board.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big chunk, which goes to, that's the mission sending agency of the Southern Baptist Convention. And doing great work all around the world, church planning in some really hard to reach places. And so we do that. And we actually have some people that are members of Grace that are with the International Mission Board.
Yes.
And so that, and then we also have a lot of other Grace members who are overseas
mm-hmm.
that are with another organization, and we get to give directly to them.
Right.
So that's some things that we give to. We have some new people that are heading, Lord willing, overseas in a year, mm-hmm. long term. And so mm-hmm. they're going to be added into the missions budget, hopefully, Lord willing.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of things we're adding in and increasing, and mm-hmm. We give to pastors overseas that are in Belarus, and so so in Eastern Europe, and so some of that, and then so I would say that's kind of our giving, and then we'll have missions breakouts. So I'll just tell our people that are listening just to kind of be on the lookout to register. We have some lunches happening, and so we kind of have giving, we have sermons, and we have like learning year opportunities.
Yeah. So where are those learning opportunities happening?
Yeah.
On Sunday.
So 9:30 and 11, there will be no adult discipleship studies like we normally have. So your study will be not happening. And then you will be in the Great Commission Room at 9:30 or 11. It'll be the same one both hours.
Mm-hmm.
But on the third, we're going to focus on one aspect of missions, maybe local missions. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have a lunch after church on the third and the 10th as well.
Mm-hmm.
And those lunches will have different focuses. But it's a great way to find out how to serve mm-hmm. Families in crisis, how to serve the nations in Nashville, and how to serve around the world. And and to kind of hear what Grace is doing globally.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be good. It'll be a good time just to hear what we're doing and how to get involved, how to pray.
Is this just you talking about missions, or are there other people coming that you've invited?
Yeah, other people will be coming. So I will not be doing much of them, actually. I'll just be introducing people, and they'll kind of run with it. And
great. So we'll get to hear from them what they're working on.
Yeah. So we'll have the details about some of that online and through our email. So just when you get an email, look at it, register, be a part of it. It'll be a great time, and looking forward to just seeing what the Lord does in and through our people, both here in the city and around the world.
And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thanks for leading that.
Absolutely. Well, great. Well, we'll be in Luke 10 this week. Jason, look forward to your sermon on the Good Samaritan, and just ask our people to be praying for this Sunday.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Jason.